I feel more confident, and I've learned how to do things that I didn't know how to do a year ago, like a lot of Photoshop skills. And
You're the king of spotting big fatties. I've been meaning to say that you have really mastered that skill. It's impressed.
Well, thanks. I kind of used him as a way to learn Photoshop.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I feel more confident, and I've learned how to do things.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1554 of the BFO for Thursday, the 9th of July, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show y'all. I think I'm gonna open the last of the credit cards. Be fair, you fucking hello, couponers. Big Fatty, does that mean yes? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you, of course, are couponers because Big Fatty did the coupon. And we're going to have a big announcement about the coupon later on in the little show. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And but y'all, before we do anything else, let's do this. Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all. I had one more fuck up. Ready? Just one? Y'all, earlier this week, and I don't remember because I was just in a fog. I think it was the polar vortex that was had affected my brain. Beh, very sure, blame it on the polar vortex. But y'all, that Nathan, the better half of Pat Geich, rhymes with Dyke. Beh. Patty, he had a celebration of exiting the Brooklyn Nine. Y'all, that Pat Geich made him a cheesecake in the middle of a red velvet cake. Y'all, it looked absolutely delicious. But y'all, y'all help me remember when that was. But so I can add it to the calendar. But y'all, today the ninth of January. Y'all, we have two. Not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. The first one, y'all, he's over there in Japan, Mexico. Y'all, it is that Yoshi, the geisha. Big Fatty, he is lovely. He's on the 20. And I'm sure he'll have some sort of little green tea cake or something. Big Fatty, I love it, green tea cake. And y'all, our other celebration of the exiting the birth canal, y'all, you hear his voice on here from time to time. Y'all, it is the one and only Mr. Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, old Vader, he's I think he turns 42 today. Ready? He does not. You're gonna get in trouble. Y'all, if you see Yoshi or old Vader on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all just send them a big old celebration of exiting the birth canal greeting. Big Fatty, are you gonna make Vader a cake? No.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I swear we're going to get them all open today. We only got three left. Our first one is from that Teresa out there in the Seattle. Y'all, we hadn't heard from Teresa in the Seattle in years. It just seems like years. And y'all, let's just see what we got here. Oh, look at that, Big Fatty in Seattle. Y'all, it's a beautiful picture, cat. of Seattle, and you open it up, and it says, "Season's greeting, Harbor Carter. Hope all is well with you. I still have not been listening to podcasts, but I think of you often. Hopefully on my vacation, I will be able to listen to a few little shows. Have a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Miss you lots. Teresa in the Seattles. P.S. Mother Teresa and Sissy say hi." Big Fatty, we love Mother Teresa and Sissy also. In fact, if they ever hear this one, they'll get a squeaky kitty. Well, Teresa, thank you. I know you're not going to hear that, but anyway, it's nice to be thought of, y'all. And our next one is from the other side of the country, y'all. It's up there in the New Hampshire, y'all. It is the Boss Boy and Charles. Y'all, let's see what we got here. Oh, look at that, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is a crema tree. And y'all, it's felt. It's a felt crema tree. Y'all, it's beautiful. And you open it up like, oh, look at that. Y'all, it kind of jumps out. It kind of jumps out. It pokes out. Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, it says, "Merry Crema, Chuck and Travis." Fatty, I love that. That's just lovely. Well, Chuck and Travis, Boss Boy and Chuck, you know, I think they had an anniversarium on New Year's Eve. I don't remember 100%, but I think that's right. And y'all, our final crema card for 2013, y'all, it is up there from Mexico back to the West Coast. And y'all, let's just see who this is from. Big Fatty, I think we know who it's from. In fact, Squeaky Kitty. And y'all, you open it up. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, it's a picture of a naked man. Oh, and he's got deliciousness. Yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna have to. Yes, and y'all, he's playing with his fruit. Big Fatty Volga, and y'all, it says, "Give in to temptation," and y'all, it says, "Big Fatty, it's Jesus's birthday. Eat it." Big Fatty Volga. And it says, "I don't like crema, but I like you and thought you might like Mr. Temptation." What does that say? Flatulation? Big Fatty, it does not. It says felicitations. Felicitations? Y'all, I don't have any idea what that is. It's a Mexican word. It's a Mexican word, and y'all, that is from the Faye Driver. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, that is the end of the 2013 crema cards. So y'all, thank you, everyone who sent Big Fatty a card. Yes, Big Fatty.
Born is the King of Israel.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. It's time. Y'all, it's the first coupon of 2014, and y'all, Big Fatty went over to the Von's East during lunchtime. Y'all, they have my good egg whites on sale, and y'all, I bought the ingredients to make that chicken that I gave you the recipe for on yesterday's little show. And that Waylon up there used to be on the Stinky Orangutans. He sent me a recipe for lemon chicken soup, and so I got the recipe, the ingredients for that also. In addition to all those ingredients, I got some of the good bafran, I got ground beef, I got a roast, chicken bazooms. Y'all, the penny coupon was for the Von Z solid dressing, I got some onions and all kinds of different things, but y'all, I spent $68.23, and I save $14.82. Big Fatty, that's just wonderful. But y'all, that is not all. That is not all we're going to say about the coupon today, because y'all, we're going to do a little mini contest. It's a mini contest. Now, y'all, you'll have until 5 p.m. in the evening on next Thursday the 16th of January to get your entry in. And y'all, it's very simple. All you got to do is send Big Fatty your guess as to how much Big Fatty announced he saved during 2011, 2012, and 2013. So it's 3 years worth of savings, y'all. It's the person that comes closest without going over, based on what I announced on the little shows for 2011, 12, and 13 all together, one number. So add 11 and 12 and 13 and give me a guess. And y'all, the one that comes closest without going over will win a special prize that'll be furnished by Miss Bacon. She doesn't know that yet, but be ready. But I'm sure she'll dig through the cushions on her sofa, and there'll be a cash prize. Because you know, y'all, she loves to do a contest, and so this is a mini contest, y'all. So get it into me by 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, the 16th of January. To be eligible, and it's the one that comes closest without going over. If everybody goes over, it'll be the one that comes closest. Yes, Big Fatty! I see y'all. Yesterday, we were over here at Spotting Big Fatty, and we had the Baby New Year 1914 by that Mark and Calendar. Y'all, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, Skeeter spotted Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Big Fatty evidently dressed as the Vons. Yo! From Ross Dress for Less, y'all, it says, from sea to shining sea, it's Fatty's as far as one can see. Only on crowded Duval Street in Key West, Florida. Y'all, that is just horrifying. And y'all, speaking of horrifying, Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C., that's up near the Faye Driver. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty stepping out of the bathroom in the Fat Cave, and y'all, it's a bathroom, and there must be about 50 toilet paper rolls hanging from the walls and the ceiling. Big Fatty, is that enough for you?
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty.
Guess who it is? It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
On your phone. I got you there. Anyway, I have just dropped, I've just left the Casa de Extra Special hat. And I've dropped Extra Special Chris off with the hat. I'm on my way back to the South Packalacky, and God knows I don't know where I am. But I just wanted to call and report. Oh, dear Gussie. Pretty sure they're painting someone out here in this field. I am in the middle of nowhere. I wanted to let you know that you are truly enormous. And over, you kept coming up this weekend, you know, in a teasing sort of way, and a couple of times one of us had to do the Big Fatty Hollow Run, and some people will get what that is, and others, you know, whatever. But we were minding our own business on the interwebs, and I introduced Somewhat Special Chris to the Grin Doctor, and, well, needless to say, some people were saying, hi, how are you, hi, until that point where someone says, aren't you Big Fatty's friend? So to whatever listener out there has identified us as Big Fatty's Horror Friends. Sorry we had to block you because that was just completely unacceptable. So, all right, you're fat. I'm on my way back to the Charleston so I can repack a bag and get a hat bowl myself. So, Big Fatty, I hope you've been... Oh, how do I hang this up? I hope you've enjoyed the event. Okay. Okay. Ooh. 10 miles to empty. That's not good. Gotta go. All right. Bye now.
Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, bye, Veda. First of all, Veda, happy exiting of the birth canal. I'm so glad we got your pre-crema voice letter play on your birthday. Anyway, thank you so much for the call. And, you know, Big Fatty is an international intertube celebrity, so it does not surprise me that on The Grin Doctor you heard, hi, 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 aren't you Big Fatty's friend? Big Fatty, you are just silly.
Hello, Big Fatty. I think you know who this is. It's Skeeter, and it's Thursday, and I've got question four for my week of Ask Big Fatty. So, cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's Axe Big Fatty Week here on the BFO. It's Skeeta's Axe Big Fatty Week. And y'all, have you noticed that Skeeta sounds much better on the BFO than he does on the podcast? Have you noticed that? Big Fatty, we notice it. Skeeta, what's your question?
Big Fatty, question four today is about the closing of your show. Every show you close it out with that your show's brought to us by the RNL Podcasting Network. Well, I Googled it. Oh, correction, I goggled it, and I didn't come up with anything. Then I called Comcast, and they said they didn't offer that channel, so maybe you have some insight on that. Could you explain the RNL Podcasting Network for us, please?
Yes! First of all, Skeeta, thank you so much for the call, and this is an excellent question, and this is a question that has been asked by folks in the past, but it deserves repeating. The RNL Podcasting Network, it's a very exclusive network. It is named for the chairman of the board, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo. You hear him over there at the Daily Purge, and he's been on the PNS Explosion, and How Much Do We Love over the years, and he is the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, and quite frankly, Skeeta, this is a very selective network. In fact, the BFO is the only show on the RNL Podcasting Network, so as you can see, it just a Big Fatty, it's imagination, it's just something you pulled out of your ass. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I know a lot of you, and by a lot of you, I mean Seda 69, like to watch the Project Runway. And, y'all, it's not going to be on this spring, but there's going to be a replacement show. It's going to be called Under the Gun. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Well, it does sound a little vulgar, I'll give you that. But, y'all, it's going to be Tim Gunn doing his little show, and, y'all, it's going to premiere on Thursday the 16th. Y'all, that's the date of the... Okay, I see. It's a week from today, the date of the end of the coupon contest. It's 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern on the Lifetime Network. Y'all, so set your VRCs for that. Y'all, I want to remind you once again, the coupon contest, you add up how much Big Fatty saved in 2011, 2012, and 2013. Send that in an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com and put coupon in the subject line. And we'll see who wins a week from today. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Mark and Calendar and that Brenda Boo talking about Big Fatty and spotting Big Fatty. And Mark, what did you think of today's little show?
I feel more confident. And I've learned how to do things.
Oh, well, it's an educational show for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.